Our tribute to moms on this Mother's Day continues with reality. Painful as it might be, sure, this day mom will be loved and worshipped, maybe even wined and dined, but 24 hours from now, it's back to motherhood reality, which is something my next guest has become well known for presenting in a way that makes you laugh out loud, not just a figure of speech either with her work. Her blog, The Honest Toddler, looks at life through the eyes of a young child, has over 800,000 readers. She's also a popular contributor, Huffington Post, Parenting, and other locations. Her new book turns the view around from looking at the world from a child's view to looking at the child from mom's view. And toddlers are blank holes. We'll find out more about this whole philosophy. We say good morning to Bumi Ladin. Good morning, Bumi.
Good morning.
And the blog that is the rage of parenthoods, parenting, and honesty, thehonesttoddler.com. And, of course, toddlers are bleep holes, but the subtitle is It's Not Your Fault. So I guess we say, Bumi, that all these parents and all these parent experts who say, well, it's just all natural, it's mechanical, you're going to do it, it's real easy, they are, maybe it's not the toddlers are the bleep holes.
Right, I mean, you know, there are those books. You know, I love Happiest Toddler on the Block, and I those practical books have their place. But at the end of the day, when your toddler slaps you in front of the face, and you know, in front of your mother-in-law, when your toddler pees on top of the dining table, or when they do these crazy things that make you just want to rip your hair out, you need to laugh so that you don't cry. And that's why I wrote the book.
Now, let's define a toddler as far as how do I know if I have a toddler?
You know you have a toddler. I mean, generally, I would say in between the age of 16 months and up to 4. But I have a section in the book called You Know You Have a Toddler When. I think you know you have a toddler when your fantasies no longer revolve around sleep. Say your fantasies no longer revolve around being rich or famous, but you dream about being fully rested. I don't know a parent out there who doesn't walk around like a zombie from The Walking Dead. You know you have a toddler when you trade one of your back molars for a full-time free babysitter. It's just a time in your life when you're at the peak of exhaustion and your child's at their peak energy. So it's a hot mess.
Now, as you go through Bumi's book, Toddlers Are Bleep Holes, you'll probably identify with the proper way to brush a toddler's teeth. It's a 14-step process for you new parents or soon-to-be parents, so you probably want to have that as a reference for what's in store for you. And that's what I plan to do since I have no children of my own, Bumi. I'm going to pass this book along to someone I know who's about ready to drop a kid. Because A, it's too late for her to change her mind, obviously, and B, she needs something to get ready for what's coming.
She does. She has, but nobody believes it. Pregnant women are in that, you know, that butterfly rainbow place. Even people with babies, they can't imagine that their child will turn into this raving lunatic of a toddler, but it happens to everybody.
Yet
she should get ready.
The strange thing is, though, we all see them walk into any Target or Walmart, and they're there.
Oh, you'll hear one. In any Target or Walmart, you'll hear a child wailing in the distance, and that is a toddler who is not allowed to open a toy in an aisle.
Now, of course, mom is a clothes horse, who likes to be. Of course, that theory goes out the window once motherhood comes in and the toddler comes about. But as far as toddler clothes, that probably rivals the college fund as far as expense, difficulty, and intricacies.
Yes. I mean, they have toddler clothes or designer that I've never understood. Not when you can get, $5 pants at Target and Walmart. So why would you spend more on, you know, a bag of groceries than you would a piece of clothing that's going to be crapped in, frankly? It doesn't make sense. I say keep it as simple as you can.
Talking with Bumi Ladin, her new book, Toddlers Are Blank Holes, But It's Not Your Fault. And, of course, her infamous or famous blog, depending on your outlook on the situation, thehonesttoddler.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, again, for the novice parent or those who believe those other books that paint the fantasy world, you figure, well, much like any animal, food is going to calm everything down and make things easy and happy and give mom a break. But as you refer to it, mealtime, also known as hell.
Yes. With a toddler, mealtime is one of the hardest times of the day outside of bedtime, because that's when you present a meal in front of a toddler. And if they're not outright flipping the plate over, they're not eating. I truly believe that toddlers get energy from the sun via photosynthesis because they do not eat. They will take a little bite here and there, but they'll probably spit it out. Toddlers prefer floor food. Floor is like their marinade, you know? They love dirty things, couch cushions, car seat food. That's where they get the bulk of their nutrients.
And what's your general overview philosophy about toddlers and restaurants?
I avoid it.
Ah, okay.
Avoid it. I mean, there really is no reason to take a toddler. Feeding them is hard enough. Why would you want an audience, you know? But I mean, I'm not saying people, if you want to do it, if you have a birthday dinner for a family member and you find yourself needing to do it, you know, make it happen. But know that you're going to wish you had a slight tranquilizer by the end of it, or at least a tranquilizer gun for your child, because it's exhausting. It is exhausting.
Now, I should mention that Bumi is a mom. You've survived three children so far.
Yes.
And they've survived, yeah. And they survive you, so we have something good working here.
Yes, we do. I have a 9-year-old, almost 9-year-old, 5.5-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
And I referred to college fund. That's always what people think of. Well, the cost of a child is going to be the college. But there's a cost of raising a toddler, and it usually comes from the people raising the toddler.
Yes. I mean, the cost of raising a toddler, just in terms of the physical aspect, I mean, there has to be some kind of internal damage when you're like woken up by a start, your child's piercing banshee call at 2 o'clock in the morning. I feel like it resets my heart. You know, it's kind of a cold sweat runs down your body and you feel 5 years come off your life. You just feel it. You know you're dying a little bit earlier because of how you were jolted out of your sleep. It's a real thing.
I mentioned that I'm not a parent, but I always watch my friends and family tolerate and suffer through their kids. So I guess maybe one of us is learning our lessons. I've yet to figure out at this point which one of us, but always, I now understand after reading Toddlers Are Bleep Holes why parents spend this inordinate amount of money for all these swings and jungle gyms and sandbox palaces and playhouses for the backyard, because taking a kid to these places in public is, well, much like mealtime, hell.
It is. It is. And all those toys that we buy, the toddler tablets, the exercisers, the swings, all that stuff, you're just trying to buy a little bit of freedom for yourself. That's why they spend the money. They're buying a dream because you think maybe this will be the toy that occupies them for 5 minutes so they can pee without them sitting on my lap, you know? That's what they're thinking.
Now, Bumi just doesn't address the toddler side of things, and Toddlers Are Bleep Holes, her new book, but she also puts spotlight on, well, parents who think they're getting it done or think that it's working out all right, but it's much like the drunk at the party. They're not really fooling anybody, are they?
No, they're not. They really aren't. These are the five types of parents that I think everyone should avoid for the sake of their well-being. So you've got the overly competitive parent. This is a parent who, when you tell them that your 18-month-old is starting to string words together, they tell you that their 18-month-old is reading War and Peace and is currently working on their dissertation. They always have to one-up. And avoid this parent like the plague because they are irritating. And frankly, you want to hurt them. There's also the special snowflake parent where they believe that their child is the second coming of the Messiah, that their child just, you know, farts rainbows and is perfect and should be worshipped. Avoid them, too. You'll see them a lot on Facebook with their 600 photos a day. But grandparents are exempt, of course, because they're grandparents. And so I just go into these parents who are everyone finds really annoying, and to just steer clear of them. Because at this time, it's hard enough. You need people to talk to who are going to be honest and real.
I was just flipping through Bumi's book. We're talking about Bumi Ladin about her book, Toddlers Are Bleep Holes. It's Not Your Fault. Hit the potty training section, which that alone could be maybe a follow-up book in more detail on its own, right? But when you get Bumi's book, let me refer to you to the potty training drinking games and see how long it takes before you get well, sort of what is appropriate for the bathroom that faced as well. But, you know, to end on a high note, Bumi, you also give a little accolade to parents who get it done, the rites of passages and various badges, because, you know, on Mother's Day, we like to remember that, yeah, it's work. It's a lot of torture, a lot of pain, and a lot of challenges and dilemmas. But motherhood has its positives, too.
It does. It's the hardest, best thing you'll ever do. That's what I say. You know, I even knowing what I know, I wouldn't go back. Well, maybe with one of the kids, I'll just say, I wouldn't go back. But yeah, it's difficult, but we wouldn't really have it any other way, like Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, it's not like you're wishing for a condom in a time machine, so I guess
you
that's...
You know, not every day. Some days. Some days.
Well, if you haven't experienced the world of parenting and kids through Bumi Ladin's blog, The Honest Toddler, which is at thehonesttoddler.com, certainly her new book, Toddlers Are Bleep Holes, It's Not Your Fault, Trust me, I've been doing this stuff since 1998. I've seen countless books that say you're going to laugh out loud at this book. You're going to love having the author on, and it's the funniest book you've ever read. And 90% of them was more hype and hot air than actual fact. And as far as laughing out loud, Bomi's book is going to make you laugh out loud. If you're not a parent, don't plan to be one, get this book and pass it along, as I'm going to do to a friend of mine who's about ready to drop a kid so she can, well, A, it's too late to turn back now since she's just about a few weeks away, and B, any preparation you have is an asset in your arsenal once you get the kid out of you and into circulation. TheHonestToddler.com. Toddlers are bleep holes. It's not your fault. Bomi Ladenden, thanks for the fun and really for a reality check, too, about what it's all about and the good stuff as well. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.